up to Zion of Olive, and we were in the middle of this discussion. The two guys lived one on top of the other, and the building had sunk. And now the problem is that the person on the bottom wants to rebuild. The person on the top is perfectly happy with the building sunk the way it is. And he tells the other guy to go crawl in and crawl out if he has to. It's none of his business. The Gemara said, last week we learned this, but the Gemara said that this is only up until the point where it didn't go down beneath Asarat Prochem, because then it was already into the Rishut of the lower person. And we were talking about the difference between having made a condition that I will support the guy on top who enters originally into the agreement by saying I will support your right to have in normal living quarters if the building sinks. And the Gemara was questioning yesterday, okay, what would be the meaning of that? How high would it have to be, the ceiling, before the guy could demand that they redo the house? So we started and we gave up yesterday because it was going to go on too long. And so let's start with the words at kama, which is about a quarter of the way down. You got that, Jacob? Please don't look miserable on me. Let's just start with misery only after the class, not during the job, please. So, Ad Kama, what is the shear? Amar Rabban, a commander of Adam, Mishmeh, the Mazuka, the Amar Mishmeh, the Nachman, to a Tasha Shalina. It's like what we learned in the Dinim of contracts of building houses. Somebody over there doesn't define the relationship of the ceiling height to the house that he's going to build. So, we say, we learn out from the Beis HaMikdash that we take the length and the width divided by half, and that is the size of the ceiling. In other words, what this does is it takes into consideration the obvious need for different types of ceilings depending on the size of the house. And if you're going to have a large house with a very low ceiling, the low ceiling, of course, is more gush. And so, this provides him with a suitable ceiling. Omale Rabba, Lava Minilokolo Titloba Buki Frikiber Napa. How many times have I told you to stop hanging empty bottles on Rav Nachman? You guys keep quoting things, misquoting things, applying the wrong things. This din has nothing to do with the condition to allow somebody who's living beneath you to have a normal height. It's just with builders. It's a completely different thing. And they're over here, what Rav Nachman said, okay, Rav Nachman, the shear over here is kidded diary in shape. Whatever the norm is that people feel comfortable and live. Well, what kind of shear is that? The comma. Oh, Ravuna, brother of Yeshua, he hated the island, he's to write to the Mechuza, the Hadar. Look, if the guy could get into the house carrying what he would normally carry on his back, carrying firewood, carrying a bunch of cane into the house, and he needs to feel comfortable coming in, not that he's bumping into the ceiling every time he comes into his house. And he needs to be able to walk in, turn around like that, and have the entire place be comfortable with that type of load. That's for sure. Now, that may be a little bit of a low ceiling, but it's certainly livable. Now, another similar case where people were trying to get other people to do things and pay for them, and nonetheless they refused, was this case. It was a guy who was building a wall that was blocking his friend's window. It was within 4 amas of the window. He very much wanted this wall. But the other guy sued him and said, Kama Fatalai, you're making my house dark. So he said, look, if I can't look off, you know what I'll do? I'll close up your current windows and I'll open up new windows above my wall. Nice, beautiful aluminum windows. You couldn't do better. I'll build you windows above the level of the wall. What do you mean? You're going to weaken my wall if you make new holes in it. You know what? I'll tear down your wall up until the current level of the windows. I'll rebuild that whole piece of the wall with new windows on top. I'll put the new windows above the level of my wall. All my life, the guy said, look, a wall that is new on top and old on the bottom doesn't hold. Because you can't get the new concrete to really hold on to the lower levels. So it's going to always be cracked in the middle, so it's going to be weak. Amale, okay, Satanala, I'll take out the whole wall. Ubanina lava vina la kakavi the gaval, rebuild the entire side of the building and put the windows on top. How about that? Amale, well, I don't know. One new wall with a bunch of old walls around it. This reminds me of what happens when you go fixing something in your plumbing under the sink. I made that mistake once. It's amazing. It was hilarious because it was like, you know, I went to replace a little, just one little connection to the garbage disposal. Like a 10-cent thing, everyone am I going to call? I ended up needing to buy an entire new garbage disposal train. I mean, costing three times as much. So he says, okay, look, it's not going to work. One new wall. Okay. The final is still a base. I knocked down the entire house, and I built a new house. And this time the windows will be in the right place, and they won't be interfered with my window, with my wall. But you know, Kavi did it again. But what do I do while you rebuild the house? Lightly do it for the day. I don't have anywhere to live. I mean, okay. How about a room in the Hilton? So I finish rebuilding the house. Amale, lo tarakta. That's too much trouble. Look, the dinkamaki. I mean, the guy has a right. I mean, you can't build a. You make him a nice offer. If he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it. I mean, I'm going to be able to accept your wall in front of his window. Says the Gemara, but I know how. Isn't this the same case we just had? I mean, what does this add to the case that we had before? Other than the details about new walls, half walls, and so on, which we don't need this whole complicated case to tell me. I mean, that's a matter of, you know, of asking a builder. I mean, I don't need the case for that, as it points out. So to tell me that making a good offer for a guy is no reason for him to need to accept it. We already learned that in a case before of the house that was collapsing, that it was sinking. Asulamali, what's the point of adding another case? Hakamash Malon. Even if they exceeded the alma, the case of there was guy wasn't even living in the house. He was simply using it as storage for his firewood. And he didn't like the fact that the guy was making it dark in there, so when he went in, he would feel he's coming into the cellar. And off of he came. He can tell him it's too much trouble for me to move my things out. There was another case. Two brothers, the Palkidahadi Adari, they had split property that they inherited, Chad Mati Aspalita and Chad Mati Tarbit. And one of them took an Aspalita. An Aspalita is a mansion. And the other guy took the garden that was around the mansion. And that was his part. Also, who the Mati Tarbit. So the one who took the outdoor garden goes ahead with Kabani Ashita from an Aspalita. He goes ahead and he builds a wall in his garden, which is blocking the light to the mansion. So the brother who took the mansion said, you're making things dark. Amale, what's your business? I'm building in my own property. Says Rukama again, he has the right to say that. Why does he have the right to say that? I mean, my shnami hazatanya. You see, what's the point over here? That he's saying, because of the fact that we just split this. Now, what are you going to say? That you necessarily had a right, like a householder, to have the light, and now I'm coming to take away the light? We didn't say anything about that. We just split it out. So if you had been an independent householder, you could say that that was part of the ownership that you had on the house. But right now, when we split it in this fashion, you never had 3 years not to establish your rights to light in your windows. We never signed an agreement that I can't build a wall in my garden. I say that when I took the garden, it was with an understanding I could do whatever I want in the garden. So ask now, Ravina Taravashi, why would this be any different than a case where, again, two brothers split, Shnei Alfim Shechaku, here, Echadmiyam Natal Sadeh, Kerem, the Echadim Natal Sudei Lavan. Now there were two fields here, one of which was a vineyard and one of which was a field that was growing grain. And normally the vineyard owner has to be marking 4 amas from the grain. But over here, the Baal HaKerem can say to the one brother who has the field of grain, the Tzeilavan, that I get Arba Amot the Tzeilavan. Shalmanat Ben Choku. Was with that understanding that we split, because whatever the needs are of my kerem, obviously when I took the kerem, it wasn't in order for me to have to cut down now the four amas next to the field. It was with an understanding. You would give me the right to bring my tractor around those four amas in the end area of your field. In which case, here we should say the same thing. If we split, isn't it understood that the light that I need for my house, I have a right to have, you cannot build a wall, why won't it be any different? On Malay, so Ravashi said to Ravina, well, awesome, to Allah Dadi. Over there, they had paid the difference between the value of the vineyard, which was greater than the value of the Sabelavan, and included, we understand, in that payment was the right to bring his tractor in. But over here, there was no payment. So therefore, there was nothing to assume. What do you mean there was no payment? Oh my Lord, all the lots of it. What kind of stupid thing is that? One guy takes a garden, another guy takes a mansion. There's no payment. Obviously, one of these guys should be locked up, or the other one should be locked up as the greatest fraud artist. What kind of a people should family? I've seen them. We're dealing with madmen. That one guy should go ahead. The high shekel has belief of high shekel tarbita, and they can even split where one takes a garden and one takes a mansion. And no money is exchanged. Obviously, they paid the difference. The guy that took the mansion must pay the difference. So why can't we say that in the money that he paid for the mansion, he's including the right that the mansion should have for the light that's coming through the other guy's garden? In which, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that question. This is the difference. The understanding, without even explaining it, of the value of the money that's exchanged from the Baal HaKerem to the Baal HaSodeh is that the needs of the Baal HaKerem are included now in the Sodeh, and therefore he has the right to bring in his tractor. You can't say that I define my house by your not having a wall around it, the way that I define my kerem by my ability to work it. Okay? The Rabbeinu Tam and the Re discuss this problem. I mean, to what extent would we say that? But the Re comes out, we're obviously talking about that he has plenty of light. Because otherwise, I mean, it certainly is the same as the kerem. But he doesn't have the kind of light that he expected to have with his picture windows and so on. When he took his mansion, he expected to have an unobstructed view. And now he doesn't have an unobstructed view. And that is not defined as the meaning of owning this mansion. I mean, people own mansions in Brooklyn, right? They don't have any view at all. So, I mean, but okay, so there's also a mansion. So therefore, says the Gemara, so Nehi, even though they did pay the difference, yes, they were all allowed to leave, and they leave the Kishrei Vahudari. They paid for the difference of the construction. So there was the There was Livni, there were bricks that he had to pay for, there were kishuri, and there were beams that they had to pay for, there were hudari. Please, join us. Okay, there were hudari. Exactly what these hudari are is very not clear. I looked up an art scroll. Art scroll translates it as Lashon of Hadar, you know. But the problem is that the correct Gersa does not seem to be Hudari. It seems to be Hurgi, as appears in the Rif, the Rosh, and so on. So Hurgi, I really can't figure out precisely what that's supposed to be.
Hurgi Gurdi.
So Hurgi, I mean, seems to be some kind of Lashon of Horada. In other words, maybe it's, stairs or gutters that bring it, or piping, or whatever. I mean, it may be piping from the roof. I'm not sure about the concept. But in any event, the construction, in other words, is what's important over here. And that they paid for. But there's no reason for me to look at the payment as having been a payment for the right to have an unobstructed view for my picture window. So that's not what wasn't included. And therefore, he can kind of look. You never had a chazaka to establish that you had a right for that kind of unobstructed view. And therefore, I'm building in my own yard. The lema lay, why can't he say me? Kori salida palatkali. Look, I mean, you said I was going to have a mansion. That was our agreement. And now, hashba mashvitali udrona. You've turned it into a cellar. I mean, this is no mansion anymore. There's no view. Rav Shimi bar Ashi, shma b'yama polakar. That's never a thing. Because, as we know, when it comes to buying and selling, you can sell something based on its name, even though it doesn't satisfy the requirement. So if this thing was called the mansion, remember Isaac's mansion in Baltimore, so yeah, I mean, he had a churva that was called the mansion. The mansion, you just sell him the mansion, you're selling the mansion. This is a mansion, but this is what it's called. The same thing, you have an area that's called a vineyard. Somebody goes, sell to Martha's vineyard. And the guy says, where's the vines? Anyway. So it's the same thing. So when you sell an area that has a name, it doesn't matter whether it lives up to its name currently.
Or like the new building in Mary Yisrael, which was like 40 years old when it was being called a new building. The latest building.
So here too, Milo Tanya doesn't say, Omer, Beit Kur Afar Ani Mocher Lecha. Somebody who sells a Beit Kur, a lot of a Beit Kur.
Right.
Now, it turns out when he gets it, it's only like half of a Kur. So some less. Half of the Shein on a less. It's a good sale. Shalom Mocher Lo Ela Shema. He sold the place that was called the Beit Kur. The fact that it's been nibbled away over the years doesn't matter. Of course, it would have been scary at Beit Kur. It's only if that really is its name. Tosafot points out it's only if this person knew that the man had a property that was called a Beit Kur. Otherwise, obviously, he can say that it was not on Beit Kur that he purchased it. Pardes ani mocher lecha. Even though it doesn't have any trees in it, apokshemo rimonim, it's still, it's the orchard, but nothing's growing in it. So he's the Shlomo mocher lecha. He's selling in the name. Of course, would have been scary at Pardes. Tell me if it's called the orchard. Kerem ani mocher lecha. He's selling in the vineyard. Abishembo gifanim, there's no vines in it. It's true. The Shlomo mocher lecha. Of course, for who the Mishkaria comes. Only if it's called the Kerem.
That's a Kunyar. Is that
Kunyar? Not Nizami. What do you mean? That's not just the same at all. Because, and here we get to Yaakov's question. How come Hashem le'mokal lo'keach shmaz v'ni l'chav? Over there, we're entering into a new agreement. If you could say, I told you whatever it's called. But haki matyama, like I said, the haki polik dad darinina beiki ekladari avasan. Now, one second. When we split this property, I'm not buying something. When we split the property with the understanding that I'm taking over this element of the way that our forefathers lived, whoever we inherited this from, and you're taking that part. I mean, you can't just arbitrarily define it now and say, well, you know, maybe Dad lived in it with a view. That doesn't mean you have to live in it with a view. And that was the understanding. Isn't that what it means when you split a property that I get the method of living too? Amulei, Maryanuka, Markashisha, Berukhisha, said, remember that Rukhisha had two children, that he sort of made a little mistake and he called them both the same name, which is a horrific problem in the birth certificate. So they could only identify them by the older Mar and the younger Mar. They were both called Mar, which was pretty Mar. And it's interesting that Tosis learns that Markashisha, the older Mar, was actually the younger Mar, which makes it even more complicated. The reason he was called Markashisha was because Rav Gisa was older when he had him as a child. So Maryanuka was the child Mar, meaning when the father was a child, he had Maryanuka. Anyway, so they said, they often set things together, which is sort of very useful when you have the same name. So they said together to Rav Ashi, well, this is Naradari Lakamayo. You know this is Rav Kama, it's Rav Kama and in Naradari. He's always called Rav Kama from Naradari. We happen to know that that's the Shita in Naradari, that people that split a property can't come along and say it was with the understanding that we would continue to have it the way that it was initially used. Because I'll show you there's other cases like this. I'm not going to Shmuel. We know Shmuel was a Naradari. Remember when he talked about how well he knows the sky? He says, I know the sky as well as I know the streets of Naradah. So that was those were his haunts. Shmuel says that if you have brothers that split, that even though up until this, let's say one takes
takes an inner property and one takes an outer property. Even though obviously up until this time there were irrigation ditches were coming in from the outside one day. They were both owned by the father. Or there were access roads that were coming in from one to the other. Well, let's say they took a piece of property where one is living on top now, one's living on the bottom, what used to be a two-story house. So obviously there were stairs that were coming, you could go up to from the outside of the house, and so on. But when they split, they don't have those rights anymore. They don't have the rights for an easement of a way. Lo derech zaza, lo chalon zaza. They can't demand that they need the light that are coming in from the window, which was the case that we had over here, because that's the way it's always been. Again, I say that. Lo shalomot zaza, they can't demand to lean a ladder up against the other guy's lower story, because that's the way it was when we were getting up there before. No amat hamayim zaza, not for right of way to have an irrigation ditch. Mizaruban, and be very careful. Don't anybody argue about this. Shalakot vot, and this is absolutely the way the halacha is defined. Rather says nonsense. Yesh lam, of course they have. But in any event, this is Rav Chamad and Nardot and Shmuel together, who both agree. This is the sheet of Nardot that the brother here would have no right to say, well, I mean, Dad used to have a good view from the windows, therefore I should have a good view from the windows. That's not true. Low colonnade. He's saying we should maintain the status quo, which is what you were asking before. And Nardot, they didn't hold that a halukah. Now, the person explains that the reason for this is with Shitatam, that Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafur Mocher, that when he sells with an Ayin Yafur to be able to give away any rights at all to the other person. And therefore, over here, since you hold that the Chalukah is considered to be a Mathira, if you hold that a Mathira is Ba'ayin Yafur, so he gave away the rights. Now they need to reestablish who it is that he gets, now the, how much you got to pay for an easement to get there. Remember, we had that question: if somebody sells the property without an easement, if he asks, can he say, "Well, rent a helicopter and get into the house whenever you want, or right? Unless you want to pay for a right of way?" Or do we say that mokar ba'in yof? If you want mokar ba'in yof, no, by any mokar. Here our problem is by Yerusha. Yeah, of course. There was a shtar that was presented by some Yitzhomim Stanim for a debt that their father owed, and the guy presented a receipt. Now, it was very strange that he presented a receipt, because during the lifetime of the father, when the father attempted to collect the loan, he didn't present the receipt. And so, we're wondering whether we should believe that this was a receipt, a valid receipt, and that he hadn't found it or something, or whether there's something that's strange here. We're not going to collect the loan, but we're not going to tear up the contract, which is what we would usually do if a guy presents a receipt in court. We can't collect the loan because there is a receipt. On the other hand, remember that a tava was not simply a signature by the lender. It was signed by witnesses. Nikolo Karinale, but we also don't tear up the contract. If he got the yatri, dimomaitirayo marile. When the atonim grow up, they may be able to find, once they become more aware of what was going on, and they have papers, find out who the witnesses were, trace them, get a private investigator, find out whether this really happened. And we don't want to ruin their chances of recovering this money. No, it's not Bezin's job to investigate. That's a police issue. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, Bereda Rabu Ravina. In all of the cases that we had before of Rav Chama, Hilchatama, what are we passing about this? Well, in all of those cases that we had about the sinking house and about the windows of the mansions and so on, they're all like Rav Chama, except for this one. Ravar Mikaza, except for the case over here of the receipt, the Sahadi B'Shakri Loma Zekina. Because what he's saying in not tearing up the contract is that the witnesses are liars, and we can't. Or he's afraid maybe the witnesses are liars. And we have a chazaka that with time we have somebody signed on a shtar, as if it was not Frederick and the Bezdin, why in the world should we now be the chazaka of the witnesses? Whereas Marzut brings Ramari on my Bahanami of the Kurkana. No, even here we pass the microkana. Because what we're afraid of is the need of the Tavern Ma'an Yahu. If this was a valid receipt, it should have been produced during the lifetime of the father.
I mean, the law asks you, since he never produced it, our question is not about the witnesses. Our question is, are there witnesses? Or is this a forgery? That's our question. And therefore, now, if these kids grow up and they want to put the effort into getting an investigator to trace the signatures, find out whether these people really signed it and so on, whether they exist for that matter, we certainly don't want to ruin their chances of doing that, and therefore we leave it untouched, the original contract. Continuing now with the binim of joint property, joint ownership on properties, well, we would say actually it's more like co-op properties, not really joint ownership, but it's utilization that requires everybody to cooperate on certain levels, and that was like we had with the Kotzer, with the Zegria. There's also the question of the need to build a Beit Shar, which is that little entry hall that comes into the Kotzer, in which somebody stands there to prevent people from coming in or peeking in, and build it so that you can lock up the Kotzer at night, so that even though one of the owners of the homes in the commons, the cost of the commons ground, says he doesn't mind if people peek in, and he doesn't mind if there's no door to the cost, and he's forced to pay. No, it depends. Not every cost requires a Beit Shar, which the Gemara will explain. Furthermore, a resident in a city is forced to participate in taxes for payment towards a wall, a koma, gate to the wall, and a briach, what do you call the, that long?
So it's all
right. Yeah.
It's not a wall.
No, you know, it's that big, the big thing. Yeah, but it's got a special name. Yeah, it's what comes of not having brithim anymore. Hmm? And now you use rav briach. Not every city requires a wall. Again, the Gemara will explain. How much time do you need to be living in a city in order to have to participate in these kind of expenses? Youth base chodesh, 12 months. But if you bought a house, then you are immediately a member of the city.
So why are you in the city?
So you're like a bit of a visitor. You don't have a long-term interest, and therefore why should you pay for long-term investment? You're saying, we force a guy to pay for a Beit Shar, which sounds like a Beit Shar is a good idea. But there's a certain cluster, which we don't want to mention by name, that Elio, another, used to come and talk to him very often. And as soon as he made Beit Shar for his cluster, Elio never showed up again. So all that Beit Shar, the Shulam Ishtayibade, he never came in again, feeling that a Beit Shar is a discouragement for people to knock and get the darker. He doesn't want to talk to any kind of slob or try to keep him in out of his house. And therefore, he didn't show up again. So why would we force people to into a kind of thing that is not really approved of if he's probably the likes of Eliyahu HaNavi? So I think, tomorrow, well, there's different types of Beit Shar. Ami Gavoy, Lokash, Ami Gavoy, Ami Baroy, depends where the Beit Shar was built. If it's built in the inside of the Kotzer, so then what you end up having is an additional sound absorber. If somebody knocks on the door to the Kotzer, the sound is absorbed in the little hut, which is built around the entryway, and the indoors, you'll never hear anybody knocking, which means that the Ami is not going to be let in, and that's what Eliyahu didn't like. But if you have a little entryway in front of the door, which doesn't have its own door, then an Ani could still come up to the door and bang or make noise, and you could still hear him. So that would be okay. Or, indoors, the first thing, Baroi's outside, in the bar. Or, maybe they both could be talking about, they could both be talking about where they were outdoors, but it would still be a bad thing if the gatehouse had a door. Then it would be a double door. The Ami couldn't come up to the door of the Kotzer, and again, it would be protected, the Balabais would be protected from hearing the screams of the unfortunate. So, they were both outdoors, they both had a door, and the difference is whether there was
a patachat in the door. That was like a latch, and anybody could just unlatch. So, hadith, like patachat, or the like patachat. Or, maybe they both have a patachat. The lokash, or the patachat, the demon gavoy, or the patachat, the demon valor. The difference is the latch. From the outside, can you get in, or only from the inside, can you get out? Fine. Anyway, we said in the Mishnah Kodesh, there was a Pesha, a Velas, a Chotzer, and a Choma. So, Rukirim and Amriot said, well, local Chatzirot, Ruyot, a Pesha. Well, what does that mean? What he said in the Bryce explains the Mishnah. The local Chatzirot, Ruyot, a Pesha, Ella, Chatzirot, the Chalashit Rabin, Ruyot, a Pesha. She ain't asked for Chalashit Rabin, ain't not Ruyot, a Pesha. Some Chatzirot open up into Shit Rabin. Some Chatzirot, as we know, open up into a mavui, and that mavui now in turn opens up the Rosh Hashanah. You have a long alleyway, that's what we have by Shabbos, and a very chatzirot opening up into the alleyway. And some people may be living in a chatzir, and it's 2 blocks away at the end of a cul-de-sac, which is 2 blocks away from the nearest road. And why should they bother? Nobody's going to be peeking in over here, nobody ever comes down to the end of the cul-de-sac.
Why should they have to change
anybody
else?
Just because other people like to have a Beit Shah. I, as a householder.
Front people might be in the back.
No. We're talking over here about, there are no front people and back people. We're talking about where the chutzner is located. But the people that are arguing are people that live in that chutzner. So some people in the chutzner say, look, everybody else that's got a chutzner has got a nice Beit Shah, why don't we? So he says, why don't we? Because nobody ever walks by our chutzner. What do I need a Beit Shah for? So here, says Rav Gamliel, that's a good taina. It's not an aesthetic issue. It's not a class issue. It's a washing people from peeking in. If people aren't around, why should he have to pay? Rabbanan, why indeed the Rabbanan hold that you can always force somebody to pay for a big shot? Because look, dinner is occupied, which is around the island of us. I mean, it's all very nice that people don't usually come by a cul-de-sac. But you can never tell if there's a lot of traffic or one day some kids want to go make a picnic or whatever. So I don't feel comfortable not having somebody protecting my cluster. And he has a right to say that and can force other people to participate. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir?
My house is in
your house where?
In Cologne. Is
you have a house in Cologne?
My cousin told me yesterday.
The main point is to tell us that you have a house in Cologne.
No,
tell us all about
it.
I am listening. You're just not talking.
Marijuana plants all over the yard. He's using it.
So at last we can look forward to some money from Very good. Kofina told us Netli here. So we said that you have to have a choma. Says if you're making a local ayarot ruyot choma, what then is Ilas Mukal is far ruyot choma. If you're on a town which is near the Tefer, as they say nowadays, you know. So if it's near the Kava Tefra, then it requires a Choma. But the famous book of the Svar, not really a Choma. It's not near a border. It doesn't need a wall. Rabbanan, this is a Marker Masi Gansu. What do you mean? I mean, there are times where people can get past the border. I mean, who stop the Chablim and manage to make their way in. This is all too contemporary. My name is Revelation Rabbi Yochanan. Kishayin Govim, when we make a collection for something like this, for a Choma, Nepachot Govim Odim Lefi Shevach Mamon Govim. What is the basis of the collection? Do we say that essentially what we're trying to do over here is protect property, in which case it should be a percentage of your property? So if somebody has more property that's endangered of being robbed, should pay more money for the tax of building the wall. Or do we say that there's always an element of protection of life, and therefore in protection of life, everybody is the same, and everybody should be paying the same? Amar Lei, so he told him, Lefi Momon Din Govim. The din is that it's a function of how much money you have to protect. And by the way, my son Elazar, Kvaba Mat Mirot, take a hammer and put this halakha in with nails if you have to. Because I guarantee you, when you try to apply it, and all the rich people in town are saying, oh, no, it's going to be a function of money, it's a function of nefashot, you're going to have a lot of pressure. Don't give in, because it's absolutely the halakha. It's a proportion of your value. Each of the army, but I mean, never below the radio. Yeah, for current. When you're building the wall. We're in the city now, building a wall.
Now the city wall.
Yeah. Only in Israel, only in Israel, that municipal expenses are not paid for by people that live in the municipality to come down from the sky from somewhere. But it's never covered. It somehow keeps growing. You know? But it used to be that people paid for things the municipality was doing. So, yeah. So now the question was, when one assesses, the municipality assesses, like even today they still have, when they build a sidewalk or something, they might sort of assess the house on it. So the assessment made according to the amount of money that you have, and therefore that you need to protect with the wall, or is it a head tax? Because we're protecting your life as well. Now the other way of learning what transpired here is that Rav Elazar asked for the Yosef and Kishen Govin, Batim Govin, Ozioma Lafi Momon Govin. There was no question that value was the issue. You know, you're paying to protect your property. But the question is, shall we also take into consideration the distance of your property from how proximate? Exactly. There's your proximity to the wall. Then you'll pay much more because you're being protected. You're right at the edge of the moshavs, and if you have a wall there, you're benefiting more than people that are in the middle of town, where it's less likely that people are going to come in to take your money. So do we go according to Kiruv Batim or not? So Amale, let's see Kiruv Batim and Govim. Velazarbani, Kvaba Masmirot. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Rama is Yeshua Adrabana. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, again, this of course, as our any tour guide here can tell us, is not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but is Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. We just missed, by the way, right past Hoshaya. Down that road towards Tzitzori is where he was buried. That's where he's buried. So he was a contemporary of Reish Lakish. So he put on a tax on the Rabbanan to build a wall around town on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish told him, Rabbanan lo tzrich metiruta. The Rabbanan do not require any kind of shmirava wall, and therefore they don't pay tax. Dichtiv. Because we see this from the pasuk, it says, "Asafrein michol yirboyu." I will count them, and they are more than the whole, more than the grains of sand. Now, over there, it was talking about the concept of the reim of Hashem. It seems to be referring to Savit. So, our question is: when it says, "I will count them," who does it mean? Asafrein l'mashim. I mean, it's Savitim. Is it saying I will count tzaddikim? But Isha Nikola, how could they possibly, there's very few tzaddikim. I mean, how are we going to say, the tzaddikim are like the chol? Hashtakulu Yisroel, all of Klal Yisroel together, it says, Kehola, Sheral, Tzaddikim. What are you going to say, the small proportion of tzaddikim are chol? Tzaddikim, Mechol Yerbon are going to be not greater than chol. They can't mean that. El Alticom, it must mean, Asafrim Lema'asehem Shal Tzaddikim, Michol Yerbon, that I will count the ma'asim of the tzaddikim, and that is greater than the sand. And what is the comparison to sand? It's the kal v'chomer. If chol, which is less than ma'asim shel tzaddikim, is the classic vision in Tanakh of the power of shmirah, because it actually maintains the land, the edge of the land from the ocean, the constant pounding of the ocean, and all of that is absorbed by the sand, so you don't have a continual erosion of the land masses. So if chol shemuat, chol which is left, is megin al hayam, which means it's megin from the yam. Asher samti chol gvul hayam. Is left. Matzim shel tzaddikim. We just said michol yirbun. So nonetheless, it's capable of protecting you in the onslaught of the ocean. So koshikim, matzim shel tzaddik, which are meruvin, lo koshikim shemeginim alayim, is certainly going to protect them. So that anything that comes up against them essentially is like butting them one's head against the sand. So what do they have to build a wall for? Also, the kind of the Yochanan. When it came to the Yosef, it's a complicated drasha for it. It says the Feirish, Ani Choma
v'shadai k'migdalot. So ani choma, burn the Torah. You're saying Torah is a wall. So what, we have to go like make this whole drusha from chol and chol is megin and walls are megin compared to the hagan of the chol, the hagan of the wall. It says the serush ani choma. And ani choma in context is referring to the chol. Ani choma zu Torah. V'shadai k'migdalot. Eilu tamir chachomim. My breath refers to tamir chachomim who nursed Klal Yisrael essentially. So that's from that koma, the migdalot that jut out of the wall are the metaphor for Tamir Chacham. In any case, if the Tamir Chacham therefore are the wall themselves, then certainly they don't require to build a wall. So why didn't Reish Lakish say it from there? Reish Lakish travel like a Zarishrava. Reish Lakish holds that Anit Koma meant something else, our brother said. Anit Koma refers to Knesset Yisrael as a whole. That as an entity, they are a koma, and prevent themselves from the incursions of alien culture and Avodah Zarah. So this refers to Knesset Yisrael. The Migdalot on this Choma refers to Batei Knessiot and Batei Midrashot, which protect, these are the watchtowers, and they are the way in which we're sensitive to the possible incursion of such influences.
The wall.
The city pays, but the Tamir Chachamim don't require a wall. Since we're paying according here to your need for the wall, what do they need a wall for? You ever saw Obi-Wan Kenobi and then Star Wars? And then the stormtroopers come at him, he says, you want it to go the other way. And go the other way. All right, then. Richie, is this the end?
Tomorrow
is the theme. Anybody who has any cake or something that you'd like to finish up, please bring it to the theme. What time is after summative? Yeah. Okay, so we can have a quick theme. We're a dot ahead, so we don't really have to do very much. We'll do like a half a dot and have the theme. Yeah, but many. That's what they're saying.
What time again?